Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. After Jesus had poured the water into the basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him, he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not now realize what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part of me." Lord Jesus, speak to us through your word tonight, that we may come to you, to be served by you, that we may serve others. Amen. No, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. What is this? Misplaced reverence for Jesus? No, Lord, I hold you in such high esteem and high regard that you could never do something so menial for me. Was it perhaps pride and human independence? I mean, we know Peter's character fairly well, don't we? He's a blustery, strong-headed kind of fellow who likes to be on the giving end of the action. We see that in the Passion narrative. "No, Lord, my feet are fine, thanks. I'll take care of them myself." Or was it perhaps a mixture of both things? I was once talking to a very elderly Latvian lady. She was in hospital. She'd lived an independent and capable life. She was a survivor of the Second World War and she'd seen terrible things. Having become ill, lying in hospital, she said to me, "Pastor, you know, in here I have learned the hardest lesson of my life." "What's that?" I said. She said, "The hardest thing I have ever had to learn is to be washed by somebody else." She told me how the first time she was bathed by the nurse while she lay there unable to move, she had cried. Not because she was in pain, but because somebody was doing for her what she could no longer do for herself. And it really bothered her. Sinful human nature often shows itself in us wanting others to serve us all the time, even when we don't need to be served. Yet, what contradictory creatures we are. When we do need the help of others, we may, well, rather wish to suffer in silence rather than to be subject to somebody else's help and support. We want to do it ourselves. We want to stay in control. We want to cope. We don't want to have to rely on someone else, especially somebody of whose care and attention we may feel unworthy in some way. This is how Peter seems to be. I don't know how many times it happened to me when I was a pastor serving in a parish that I found out through the Lutheran grapevine that somebody under my pastoral care was struggling with a problem or with a burden. And when I said, "You should have told me," they answered, "I didn't want to worry you with my troubles, Pastor." At bottom, maybe what it's all about is that part of our distorted nature as human beings is that we want to call the shots. We want it our way, We want it on our terms. To accept the service, the help, the care of somebody else undoes this, because it humbles us. It puts us in the place of not being powerful and in control, not being in charge, but being vulnerable and weak. And that's hard, because it tends to shatter our stubborn underlying illusion that actually we are God, at least God over our own little kingdom. Well, check out Jesus' response to Peter. It's pretty strong, isn't it? "Unless I wash your feet, you have no part of me, Peter." Peter, unless you become humble and weak and vulnerable and receive this service to you from me, you're not ready to be my disciple. Until you learn to receive, you will not be ready to give. Jesus' words of rebuke turned out to be strangely prophetic, don't they? Peter goes out later that very night, full of his usual self-sufficient and self-possessed human confidence, full of his own commitment and loyalty to Jesus. He starts swinging a sword at one point and lops off somebody's ear. Very strong and impressive. Until he fails and falls more grievously, more tragically than he could ever have imagined, denying his Lord, denying Jesus, not once, but three times. No, Peter, you must learn that Jesus is the one in charge in his kingdom. His kingdom comes on his terms, not on yours, Peter. You need to depend on Jesus. Learn to be small. Learn to be still. Learn that you need to be served by this Lord who is about to go and die for you. You need to learn that before God, actually, Peter, you are nothing and you have nothing. You are weak and you need to receive everything from him, from Jesus, who gives everything for his people. Now, I might be being a bit hard on our old friend Peter here. I do recognise myself in this man. Perhaps you recognise something of yourself here too. I need to learn this Peter lesson that Jesus is teaching Peter. Perhaps you do too. Because we all need to have that same illusion that we are self-sufficient, taken away. We need to be taught the grace of accepting the service of other people through whom we receive the service of Christ himself. Most importantly and centrally of all, we need to learn how to receive that capital G grace, the grace that was nailed to the cross, the grace that bled and died for us. He saves us, loves us, rescues us entirely by his holy suffering and death without any help from us. That is what makes it possible for us to receive that greater washing that we have all received, not just of our feet, but the washing of our whole being, body and soul. The washing of regeneration, the church fathers called it, holy baptism, through which each one of us is cleansed and purified and brought into sharing Jesus' death and resurrection. This is a wonderful witness. It's a wonderful witness to God's work and God's grace that he baptizes little infants who so very obviously cannot do anything for themselves. As we grow up, Luther comments in one of his sermons, as we grow up, we begin to cherish these delusions that we're independent, that we're self-sufficient, and we lose that blessed state of helplessness that little children have as they come to the font. It's through that total gift of baptism that each one of us has become part of the body of Christ, in which Jesus continues to serve us through his pure gifts, his word and sacrament. You know the song, of course. Brother, let me be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you. Maybe you can say the second part with me. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too. One Maundy Thursday service some years ago, I washed the feet of one of the men in the congregation I was serving at that time. He was a strong man, a powerful man, and he was a great person. He was always ready with a joke. He could cope with any kind of emergency. He was always there to do what needed to be done. He said, "No worries, I'll do it, Pastor." I asked him that Easter if he would allow me to wash his feet at the Maundy Thursday service, and he said, "Yeah, no worries, Pastor, that'll be fine." But when it came to it, he did not find it so easy. This man who was used to doing for others. He sat down on a chair and took off his shoes and socks, and he looked very uncomfortable. He went very quiet, which was unlike him. Quieter than I'd ever seen him before. I think he was probably a little bit choked with emotion. And at the end of the service, I was a little bit worried about him, and I said, "Are you all right?" And he said, "Yes, but you just blew my cover." Tonight, the night of Christ's institution of the Lord's Supper, we have and will hear a lot about the body of Christ. This is the night on which Christ instituted this sacrament, which we are celebrating tonight with great reverence and great seriousness. The body of Christ is indeed what we will all receive when we go up to the altar. But the body of Christ is also what we are, his church. We are members of one another in Christ. We are called to wash others' feet, as Jesus tells us at the end of the gospel reading tonight. But first, we need to get washed before we can wash the feet of others. We need to be served by this Lord before we serve others. Do you want to be a servant of Christ? Do you want to obey that new commandment that he gave us? Love one another as I have loved you. Do you want to be a foot washer in God's church and God's kingdom? Do you want to be Christ to your brothers and sisters? Well, then you're in the right place. Come to this altar tonight and receive Christ, his body, his blood given for you, come in your need and in your weakness and be served by him. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.